This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. National Jewish Health in Denver says it has developed a COVID-19 diagnostic test. The hospital says it began testing over the weekend, starting with hospitalized patients and healthcare workers. They say they plan to expand testing to the broader community soon. National Jewish also established a clinic for suspected and confirmed COVID-19 patients. The hospital says that will help take the pressure off of emergency facilities. Denver Health got its own in-house testing last week. Legislators, nonprofits, and the Denver Broncos teamed up Sunday to organize a drive for the public to drop off goods for healthcare providers. Mike Kopp is the CEO of Colorado Concern, a nonprofit that promotes business-friendly policies.
We would see couples drive by with a box of gloves. We'd see somebody drive by in a motorcycle and they would have some medical supplies, and it just has been going on and on.
The effort filled nearly 36 pallets with supplies. Snowpack in southwestern Colorado was close to average after snowstorms last week gave the region a needed boost. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
February and March are key months for building snowpack in Colorado. The southwestern corner of the state fell behind as snowfall lagged, but the San Juan Mountain region saw a 7% uptick compared to a week ago. The Colorado Climate Center says all that snow may not exactly translate into full reservoirs. Dry fall months created more arid soils, which will grab some of the runoff to replenish soil moisture. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Colorado's mountains get more snow this week. This is CPR News.